Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Time to play Price is Right on Items of the Rich and Famous. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Holiday Gift Guide. That's something she started and we all went, "That's stupid!" And now she's been doing it for like 12 years, making tons of money. So, still stupid.
Seems
like people are buying it.
Seems like she just kind of took the model of Oprah's book club or Oprah's favorite things
and made it more absurd,
made it more ridiculous, and
it does
making
seem like
a
that.
Ton of money off of it.
I'm going to give you the item and a brief description. You tell me how much that costs according to the Goop gift guide. Not how much you'd pay, but how much you think it's worth. All right?
Well, how much it's selling for.
How much it's selling for is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much I would pay is also what I would think it was worth.
All right. A 6.8-inch, 24-karat gold G-Spot vibrator. How much for that?
24-karat
Steve,
gold.
What is your bid?
Wow.
G-Spot 24-karat vibrator.
Gold G-Spot vibrator from Goop. Closest without going over.
Very
6.8 inches. Yeah, yeah. 24 inches. Or 24 karat gold.
With gold, the higher the carats, that means
24
it's,
means pure gold.
Okay. 6.8 inches? Oh, I bet it's $3,000.
Kelly?
$8,000.
Hot Wings?
I said seven.
Maitland?
$5,000.
Who had the highest bid?
I did.
Kelly gets the point. The answer is $15,000.
Good God.
That is a nice vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure very relatable for people.
All right.
Yeah.
Second item up for bid, the champagne saber. It's a little sword you open champagne bottles with.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that. Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, because otherwise opening champagne bottles is just so complicated.
Yep. Maitland.
$4,000.
Hot Wings.
$2,500.
Kelly.
$6,000.
Steve.
Question first, how big is it?
Little. That's the description. It says it a little sword.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to be very big.
$2,000.
You fall over bid. It's $199. A bargain compared to that expensive gold dildo.
Yeah. It's made out of wood.
An 11-pound, 1/8 wheel of Parmesan cheese, aged 24 months.
An 11-pound wheel of cheese?
1/8 wheel of cheese.
Oh, 1/8 wheel of cheese.
That's That's still an 88-pound wheel of cheese in its original form.
Okay, I mean, a big
aged
wheel
24
of Parm.
Months.
I'm a big Parm
fan. Big fan of cheese.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Alex, how much?
That's gotta run you probably about $200.
Steve?
I think a little bit more. I want to say $400.
Kelly?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's fancy. I'm going to say $650.
Maitland?
$350.
$350 is the winner, $396. Nice. Kelly was off by $4, but over. And you don't get the points for prices right with your rover. Louis Vuitton baby wardrobe trunk.
Oh.
So it's a trunk from Louis Vuitton for baby wardrobe. This is the Goop Price is Right.
Okay.
Louis Vuitton baby clothes trunk.
Prices go up exponentially on this for two reasons. One, Louis Vuitton. Two, because anything kid related
is shockingly expensive.
Yeah.
Kelly.
I'm going to say $17,000.
Steve.
$1,500.
Hot Wings.
I'm going to say that sucker is $9,000.
Maitland.
$11,000.
So $11,000, $9,000, $17,000.
$1,500.
Okay. The actual retail price in Goop of the Louis Vuitton baby wardrobe trunk, $73,000.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's such a great use of money.
Yeah. Good investment.
I do like a good trunk, though. I do.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Costs as much as a really nice car or a small starter house.
I'm just saying, my dad brought back a hand-carved trunk from Honduras one time, and I had that thing at the foot of my bed until it disappeared after I went to college, I guess. So I guess I didn't really care about it that much. But I loved it for the 3 years, 4 years that I had it.
Imagine how much nicer it would have been, though, if it had just had L's and V's on it.
I know. And a nice tan brown color.
Oh, I mean, it would have made it so nice.
And not tacky at all.
No, it's not a tacky pattern at all.
All right, this next one. Significantly cheaper. I'll give you that ballpark. An Olympia Latan Eiffel Tower book clutch. Now, you might be saying, Freebear, what is that? And my answer to you is, I don't really know.
Okay. One more time.
Yeah.
An Olympia Latan Eiffel Tower book clutch.
Okay. I mean, a clutch is a woman's purse that you would hold in your hand typically, correct?
Yes.
So it's got to be a little bit bigger than, you know, one of those small ones you'd wear on a red carpet or have for a book.
Does it have a picture of the Eiffel Tower on it?
So it's probably hand painted or some nonsense.
I was going to Google book clutch, but I think that this might pop up, so I don't want to cheat.
See, I was thinking book clutch, so it's like the small purse, but it like flips
open.
Yeah, flips open.
Potentially, yeah.
It's shaped like the Eiffel Tower.
I'm very assume it's to shove a book into.
Let's see.
What shaped like the Eiffel Tower would be inconvenient for most things you have to carry.
Okay.
No, it's got to be way more underwhelming than shaped like it. It's got to just be like drawn on.
It looks like a book with a purse strap on it, and it opens up like a book.
Okay.
With a little zipper on it. And the Eiffel Tower looks like a painting by Monet, maybe?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Where I think that's where it's kind of just dots that show the representation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're all kind of right.
Yeah. They have a whole series of them with different things on them.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Maitland, how much?
$20,000.
Okay. Steve.
$5,000.
Kelly.
I'm going to say $1,000.
Hobbings.
Oh, when you start throwing around people's proper names and landmarks, that sucker's $30,000.
Kelly gets it. $1,550.
Well, that's a bargain.
How about a...
Buy eight of those.
A Hermes doghouse.
Hermes, huh?
Hermes. It's okay.
It doesn't say Hermes. It says Hermes doghouse. So I think that's if you have a dog named Hermes. H-E-R-M-E-S, line S.
I said Hermes for a long time. It's Hermes, though.
Yeah. I
don't even say the H.
How much is this?
You uneducated buffoon guy.
How much is this Herman doghouse?
You soft-headed ditch person.
You unfashionable fool.
Well, that was a compliment compared to soft-headed ditch person, which felt a little on the nose, frankly. My head's not that soft. Steve, how much?
What is it again?
A Herman's doghouse.
A doghouse.
Herman's
okay.
Doghouse.
$16,000.
Okay. Kelly?
I'm going to say $55,000.
Hotwing?
An Hermes doghouse? Well, that's every bit as good as a Louis Vuitton trunk. So that's got to be $70,000.
Maitland?
Use that as a barometer.
$80,000.
The answer is $1,925. You've all overbid.
Oh, wow.
They hate their
you need
dogs.
To remind yourself, none of this makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's all stupid.
Because Hermes purses, don't they go for like $30,000?
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, I meant Herman. The Herman.
Get a doghouse and put a strap on it.
Herman's purse.
Be a lot cheaper. Add more square footage.
Get a lot more in it, yeah.
Okay. This next one is something you all probably already have. So you probably know the price. If you haven't, you should recuse yourself.
So we're all rich
the
already.
Honorable thing to do.
Okay.
9 escargot picks in translucent glass snail holder.
Love my 9 escargot picks.
Escargot picks in translucent.
In a translucent glass snail holder. So that I think it's a snail that's translucent and the picks go in it. I don't know if it's like a butcher block that you put your knives in.
For eating snails?
I don't have any idea what world this is.
Okay, so little glass swords for escargot. Is that what I'm first?
I don't know. I'm just saying the words that are there. They don't make sense to me.
So
9 escargot picks in a translucent glass snail holder.
So,
okay,
so we can assume that it's some kind of utensil for eating
snails. Yeah, because initially I was thinking,
you don't know that.
I wasn't thinking P-I-C-K. I was thinking P-I-C, and I thought there were pictures at first.
Oh,
I didn't know how that worked.
Nope, it's picks.
Okay.
Maitland, how much?
$2,000.
How much?
$1,100.
Kelly?
I'm going to say 3,000.
Steve.
What is it made of? Crystal?
Translucent glass snail holder.
Okay. $4,000.
Bailey, what did you say?
2,000.
Closest, $567. Nobody gets it. A 32-inch diameter gong on a 40-inch stand.
Now we're talking.
Rad.
Now we're talking.
Finally, something worth overpaying for.
I do like gongs.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I think they're nice. I would pay.
I do like gongs. You know that starts with a G, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I would lightly tap my forehead against one every single morning just to get my day started if I could.
Okay. How much, Kelly? Yeah.
I think $900.
Okay. How much?
Oh, a gong. I mean, musical instruments are expensive, so I think that's probably about $3,500.
Wow. See?
There's no other info on it? Like,
that's
it's
it.
Not made
it's 40
by
inches tall.
Hermes or anything?
Nope.
Yeah, yeah. A 32-inch diameter gong is pretty it's gong. Pretty nice. You know, it's not...
$1,500.
Malin.
$2,500.
The answer is 2,000. Steve gets it. All right.
Oh, my gongs.
It's a good deal.
Last one.
I got a gong, man.
Some are saying this might be the most ridiculous item. I don't think it is.
I don't know.
Because earlier, there was a 11-pound eighth wheel of cheese and a champagne saber and a
and snail picks.
Gold-plated G-spot vibrator. So I don't think this is the most ridiculous. How much for a leather tennis ball holder that will hold 4 balls?
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm trying to picture it, like if it's more of a sleeve, like a fancy leather can, or, you know, you display them up. Yeah, it could be so many.
I don't think it's a display. I think it's just a holder.
Oh. It kind of looks like one of those fancy thermoses that you see people carry.
It could, like, or it could just leather. Be a leather satchel. Yeah. I have no idea.
All right.
All right. Maitland.
$1,200.
How much?
I was going to say.
That's $3,000.
Kelly.
I'm going to say $1,201, Bob.
Steve.
$1.
Good move. $350. That's a leather tennis ball holder.
Idiots.
And for that, you've won
Jelly
a 24-carat, 8.9-inch gold G-spot vibrator.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It'll be delivered to your house sometime between now and the new year.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.